Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Coolie Woman, The Odyssey of Indenture is a work of historical nonfiction by Gayutra Bahadur that combines memoir, archival research, and post-colonial analysis to recover the largely neglected history of indentured Indian women in the Caribbean. Centered on the author's search for the truth about her great-grandmother, who migrated from India to Guyana in 1903 while pregnant and alone. The book expands that family mystery into a larger inquiry into labor migration after slavery, gendered violence, and colonial power. Bahadur traces the journeys of women who were often treated as disposable labor, but who also made difficult choices within constrained circumstances. The book is not only a reconstruction of migration history, it is also an argument about how archives silence women and how personal investigation can recover suppressed lives. Its purpose is to connect intimate family memory to a broader history of empire, indenture, and the Caribbean diaspora. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal search that opens into a broader history of indenture. The book begins with a family question: why did Bahadur's great-grandmother leave India for Guyana? And what can her journey reveal about the world of indenture? This personal frame is essential because it gives the history urgency while also showing how fragmented the archival record can be. Instead of presenting indenture as a closed historical episode, Bahadur uses her ancestors' migration to demonstrate how individual lives were folded into imperial labor systems. The result is a study that moves between memoir and history without separating the two. The private investigation matters analytically because it reflects a common problem in histories of marginalized people. The official record often preserves only partial, distorted, or hostile descriptions. By following one woman's path, the book establishes a method for reconstructing the lives of many others who would otherwise remain anonymous. Secondly, indentured women and the gendered violence of plantation migration. A central concern of the book is the vulnerability of women within the indenture system, especially the forms of coercion and violence they encountered during recruitment, transit, and plantation life. Bahadur shows that women were not simply passive passengers in a labor scheme. They were exposed to sexual exploitation, domestic abuse, and physical danger, yet they also acted within the limited agency available to them. The book emphasizes how colonial and plantation systems turned female mobility into a site of control and punishment. Women who resisted men, left relationships, or exercised independence could face brutal retaliation. This makes gender central to the history, not incidental to it. Bahadur's account challenges older labor histories that treat indenture mainly as an economic arrangement by showing that the system was also structured by patriarchal violence, social surveillance, and unequal sexual power. Thirdly, archival silence, testimony, and the recovery of erased lives. The book is as much about historical method as it is about its subject. Bahadur works against archival silence by reading ship records, administrative documents, and scattered traces of women's lives against the grain. Because official sources often recorded women only when something had gone wrong, the archive itself reflects the prejudices of colonial power. Bahadur transforms this limitation into part of her argument: the absence of records is evidence of how these women were made invisible. The book therefore acts as a form of testimonial reconstruction, using narrative to bring dignity and specificity to people reduced to categories such as coolie, runaway, widow, or outcast. This approach matters because it shows how history can be written from fragments, without pretending that the fragments are neutral. It also demonstrates that recovering the past requires interpretation, empathy, and skepticism toward the archive's authority. Fourthly, Caribbean diaspora, racial hierarchy, and the making of a new colonial world. Coolie Woman places indentured migration within the larger transformation of the Caribbean after slavery. The book explains how Indian laborers were recruited to replace enslaved African labor on sugar plantations, revealing continuity rather than a clean break between slavery and indenture. Bahadur's account highlights the colonial logic that linked race, labor, and empire across the Atlantic world. The Caribbean is shown as a space shaped by overlapping migrations, legal coercion, and plantation capitalism. At the same time, the book reveals how Indian migrants helped create new social worlds, even under oppressive conditions. Their movement across oceans did not only serve plantation interests, it also produced new identities, household structures, and conflicts. This broader frame is important because it prevents the history from becoming solely a family story or a women's history. Instead, it becomes a study of how empire reorganized labor and intimacy across regions. Lastly, female agency under constrained survival, desire, and resistance. One of the book's most important contributions is its refusal to portray indentured women only as victims. Bahadur shows that many women made strategic choices in difficult circumstances, using migration to escape poverty, violence, widowhood, or social exclusion. In the Caribbean, where women were relatively scarce, some could negotiate relationships or gain leverage in ways unavailable in India. Yet this relative power was unstable and often dangerous, producing backlash from men, overseers, and plantation authorities. The book therefore presents agency as real but precarious, shaped by severe constraints. That balance is crucial because it avoids both romanticizing resistance and reducing women to suffering alone. Bahadur's analysis of desire, marriage, sexuality, and conflict shows how personal relationships were entangled with labor exploitation and colonial discipline. This complexity makes the book more than a history of victimization. It is a history of survival, contradiction, and unequal forms of power. In conclusion, Coolie Woman, The Odyssey of Indenture will be especially valuable to readers interested in Caribbean history, women's history, migration studies, post-colonial scholarship, and family-centered nonfiction. It is also well-suited to readers who want a history book that does more than summarize events, because Bahadur combines research with a clear sense of moral and historical inquiry. The main intellectual benefit of the book is that it reveals how indenture operated as a system of labor, race, sexuality, and empire, not simply as an episode in immigration history. It also shows how archival recovery can change what history looks like when the subjects are women whose lives were minimized or erased. What distinguishes the book from many works in the same category is its scale. It moves from one family mystery to a transoceanic history without losing focus, and it treats silence itself as historical evidence. Readers looking for a nuanced account of colonial labor systems and gendered experience will find it both rigorous and distinctive. If you would like to support Gayutra Bahadur, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.